Hello and welcome to Assumption Catholic Primary School Radio, a place where our students can share pieces of writing that they have created with you, the wide world. We hope you enjoy.
Chest of the Ancients. Thud, thud went the horse's hooves as it galloped across the rocky outpost. A cloaked man rode that horse, leaning over its body as it pelted across the rocky orange land. His cloak was green with flecks of brown. A bow was slung over his shoulder. He was riding for a long time. Finally, he came to a forest, but he rode on. His foot touched the side of the horse. It slowed down to a canter. He looked around at the green, shady forest, and as he moved further, a castle came into view, followed by the edge of the forest. A small wooden house was there. He dismounted and led his horse to the stables next to the house. He walked up to the gigantic stone castle. Chapter 2. The door clicked as he entered. "Ah, halt," said the king. He was a broad, short man with straight hair and blue eyes. "My king," said Halt. "Mission failed," he said again. "Evil is trying to steal it, and you didn't get it," the king said angrily. "Yes," said Halt. "Try again," the king yelled. "Okay, but I'll need an apprentice, Albert the Fast Sneaky Orphan." "Fine, I'll send him to your house. Halt slammed the door behind him as he walked to his house. "I should have got the parcel," he said to himself. Chapter 3. Bang, bang. Holt answered the door. It was Albert, a small, brown-haired, green-eyed boy. "The king sent me. Are you a real ranger?" "Yes," said Holt. When do rangers go to sleep?" "Late." "What time? Midnight?" "Maybe." "Now follow me. Come on," Holt said. Are you going to take off your hood?" "Okay." A face with a brown beard and hair and strangely blue eyes was standing there. What's in the bags?" said Albert. "Wait by that tree." "Okay." "Now, this is a bow and knife. Do you know how to shoot one?" "Yes." He grabbed the bow and shot. The arrow went straight into his arm. "Ah!" Albert yelled in pain. "I thought you might need one of these." Holt put a brown piece of leather on his arm. "Now try again. Archers practice until they get it right. Rangers practice until they don't get it wrong," Holt said. "I will be back soon, and I would like if you know how to shoot. And if you do, I will show you the other weapons." Chapter 4. "Can you shoot yet?" Holt asked Albert. "I think so. Have you shot the target?"
"Once or twice."
"Okay, have a go." He shot. It flew straight, but didn't hit the bullseye. "Good enough. This is the throwing knife." He showed Albert the small, perfectly balanced knife, and Holt threw it at the bullseye and hit it. "Wow," said Albert, amazed. "Now, it's getting dark. You better go to bed. Now, inside your bedroom is on the right." Holt went over to the stables, gave his horse a few strokes, and then walked to the house and fell asleep. Chapter 5. When the morning came, Albert jumped straight out of bed and grabbed his bow and quiver and ran outside. Holt raised out of his bed and heard the soft thwing of arrows flying past his window. Holt dressed, grabbed his knives, and went outside. He saw the young ranger practicing with the bow. Holt came over and said, "We are nearly ready to go. Let's finish your training." Holt said, "Can rangers become invisible?" said Albert. "Sort of. These cloaks allow rangers to camouflage." And the last thing I have to do is show you the sacks. Holt showed Albert the big silver knife, then took Albert inside and first said, "Can I call you Al?" "Sure," said Al. "Now let's get you dressed like a ranger." First, he gave him a leather brown belt with two slots for knives, then a cloak. After, he gave him a bow and a quiver with two knives. Chapter 6. The next day, Holt took Al to a tall, scruffy man. "Holt, ready for the young ranger horse?" said the man. "Yes, Sephira." "Tug, I recall." "Yes. Well, then I'll let him see it." Tug was a magnificent white horse, very slim and fast as well. When they left, Holt grabbed his horse and told Al the story of him trying to get the parcel, and the king wants him to try again, so they were leaving tomorrow. When morning came, Holt woke him up. Al dressed, they set outside. It was still dark and very cold. They got their horses and set off. First through lush green forests, next bright orange deserts. They stopped in the desert, set up camp. Holt chopped the cactus for water and shot a lizard for dinner. Holt woke him up in the middle of the night, but it wasn't easy to wake the tired horses, but slowly they woke. After a few hours, they entered a scary forest. The desert separated the two very different forests. Al, scared, stayed close to Holt's horse. Al saw a flash of green light. He was knocked off his horse and then getting dragged away from the path and hitting and into the forests. Holt's and hitting into logs and trees on the way. Holt, surprised, followed Albert, dodging trees and sticks, jumping logs. Al was thrown into a clearing, quickly getting up to see a cloaked figure. Al felt blood falling from his nose and left eye, and Holt just getting there. To be continued.
Thank you for listening to Assumption Catholic Primary School Radio. For further information on the school, you can head to our website at www.assumption.wa.edu.au. Hope to see you again soon.